It is a State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We look at work underway to craft the new biennium budget, 2023 to 2025, at a time of Wisconsin's strongest fiscal position in history. Call on budget priorities, your questions as well about the budget, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Kathy Blumenfeld is here, Secretary-Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Administration, an agency that one of its functions is to help the governor develop and implement a state budget. Secretary Blumenfeld, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much, Kate. It's great to be here this morning.
Well, in your report last month to the governor and legislature, you said the state's current revenue surplus of nearly $4.3 billion is projected to grow to more than $6.5 billion by the end of June, the close of the fiscal year. What explains the dramatic growth of the state surplus?
Well, Kate, I am proud to say that Wisconsin is in the strongest financial position we've ever experienced in our state history. We're ending the year with this historic and unprecedented $6.6 billion balance. And we also have a positive gap balance for 2 years in a row for the first time ever. The record surplus is the result of prudent financial stewardship by Governor Evers in recent years, for the last 4 years. The strong fiscal management has also included a AAA bond rating for the first time ever for the state. We've had higher than expected tax revenues, even as Governor Evers signed one of the largest tax cuts in state history, and lower than expected expenditures.
But I wonder, I just want to jump in here. I wonder, why is tax revenue much higher than the state forecasts?
Well, we've had really good revenue growth in our state. We have a very, very strong economy right now. We have strong employment figures. We have historically low unemployment. And we continue to have some of the highest workforce participation in our state's history. And that is really exciting and leading to higher revenues coming in, way higher than we actually expected even a few months ago.
But I also wonder, is this growth in the general fund boosted by the sky-high inflation we're seeing? I mean, Wisconsinites paying a lot more for everything, and then therefore, wouldn't that translate to higher sales taxes?
Absolutely. Inflation is a big part of this, and higher income and sales tax. Absolutely. That is a big part of it as well. And inflation will continue to feed that as we move forward.
What global or national threats are looming that could affect the state's economic forecast? Because as you talk here about inflation, that could be partially artificial then as you reflect on the economy and where it's going. What are the threats?
So looking ahead, I think we talked about inflation and also the war in Ukraine are creating some headwinds that impact things like energy supplies, exacerbating supply chain issues as we've all felt in some way, shape, or form, and raising prices globally. So if the war in Ukraine continues well into 23 and beyond, it means that there is definitely a downside risk to nationwide economic forecasts and revenue. And Wisconsin has largely followed the national recovery trajectory and faces similar financial constraints, which are elevated inflation and continuing tight labor markets. However, we are in a solid financial position to handle these future challenges as we come out of the pandemic even stronger than before.
I'm going to reintroduce you a moment here as we talk about state revenues and budgeting, the massive surplus. Kathy Blumenfeld is Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Administration. You can join in with your questions about agency budgets, about the process, about the surplus, and what to do with it. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. You have received every agency's request for the next 2-year state budget. And in light of the surplus projections that we're talking about, are agencies asking for significantly more funds than they thought, you know, they sought previously?
Well, each odd-numbered year, state agencies submit their budget requests to the governor by September 15th. And so while we're starting out the next biennium with a remarkable opening balance, we also need to be mindful of the ongoing and future expenditures, which were not captured in the latest report. So there are just a ton of opportunities going forward to make key and foundational investments in Wisconsin that will help build the future we want for our state. So after the agencies submit their budget requests, these requests then are reviewed by the governor, who works to prepare. We're working right now every single day with the governor to prepare the executive budget that'll be introduced early next year. And Governor Evers has always worked to do the right thing for the people of our state. And he's worked to make sure the people of Wisconsin have the opportunity to provide input and feedback both before and after he introduces the budget. So our administration is super excited to begin the process again in the coming weeks, and we will be hitting the road with Governor Evers and our cabinet to conduct listening sessions across the state to hear about what people have as priorities as we work to prepare the final budget, which again will be introduced early next year.
And when do those listening sessions get underway?
They will get underway the week after next.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit about these agency budgets and how do you guide agency leaders as they set their budgets and priorities when they have received, many of them, quite an infusion of ARPA dollars, of federal pandemic dollars, that have kind of plugged these one-time things that are now trying to become a part of the budget. How do you balance those priorities?
Yeah, that's a great point and a really important point, too, because we want to make sure that we continue our strong fiscal management of the state and not get into a situation, even though we have a great big opening budget balance, that we don't create a structural deficit going forward. So we want to make sure, given this is the third time around for the governor doing his budget, we want to make sure that we continue that strong fiscal management and that we put together a budget, the governor puts together a budget that represents the rest of the work that we want to continue to do in Wisconsin. Things such as getting help to working families that are facing rising costs, investing in kids in public schools, healthcare, community safety, high-speed internet, and of course, continuing, as the governor would say, to fix those damn roads and infrastructure.
I want to pause there on infrastructure because we heard last week from UW System President Jay Rothman about his request for $2.4 billion to renovate 7% of the aging buildings on UW campuses. How does that budget request stack up against these other asks from other state agencies for construction and building projects?
Well, Kate, those requests actually go into the capital budget, which is done simultaneously, but a different set of budgets. And we do have kind of historic asks for infrastructure. There were many years, almost a decade of deferred maintenance that we just didn't invest in our buildings. And so we have a lot to catch up on. And so we are working with the governor, and we will work through the State Building Commission to put together that capital budget kind of alongside with the operating budget. But there is quite a bit of ask this year and quite a bit of need, both in the university system, the state system, and we'll have to balance those requests out over the next, those investments in the next 4 years. But there is definitely need. And of course, the UW system wants to remain competitive as well.
Kathy Blumenfeld with us, Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Administration, as we talk about agency budget priorities in the new biennium. Join in, 800-642-1234. This is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is a State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We discuss state agency budget requests and the economic outlook for Wisconsin. Colin, with your questions amid the unprecedented surplus, 800-642-1234. Kathy Blumenfeld is Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Administration, DOA, and stays with us. Let's bring on a caller, John in Boaz. John, hi, go ahead.
Hi, I would like to say that we can save for a rainy day. Do not spend the surplus. What you could do is lower the real estate taxes by 3%.
So John's suggesting not to spend the rainy day fund and to lower real estate taxes. Secretary Blumenfeld.
Sure. Thank you so much for that input. And that's exactly the kind of input that we'll be looking for as we do our budget sessions across the state. I will say that in addition to our surplus, we have also a rainy day fund, which is at the highest watermark we've ever seen as well. So in addition to the surplus, there is a separate fund, a rainy day fund that is full. It's statutorily as full as it needs to be right now, or as full as it can get. So, but I appreciate the input on the real estate tax, and I appreciate your tendency towards, just being, having good fiscal management as well. So thank you so much for that input.
Let's look more closely at tax cuts. At a WisPolitics luncheon last month, we heard Republican State Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu saying the budget surplus is an opportunity to make permanent changes to state tax laws.
The best way to make Wisconsin competitive going forward is to make permanent tax changes, not a gimmicky one-time thing. And we have enough money to do that.
Okay, so that luncheon audio there from Wisconsin Eye. How far apart are Governor Evers and Republican leaders on the issue of cutting taxes?
Well, I know the governor has always said he'll do what he can to work across the aisle to do what's right for Wisconsin. And I know there's been some recent conversations and we're off to a good start so far. The governor has made specific recommendations in the past to use a portion of our surplus state funds to help Wisconsinites and working families facing rising costs, to increase our investment in kids and our schools by $2 billion, and to provide a 10% tax cut for working families. And that is among many of the critical priorities that we are facing. So as we move forward, I think it's a matter of, coming to the table and negotiating. But I do agree that we need to be very, very conscious about what we're funding one time, because that is just what it says, one time, and what kind of structural changes that we have to keep our great state in such wonderful financial position.
LeMahieu also said we're going to do income tax cuts across the board to make sure everybody receives tax cuts in Wisconsin. Is there a way to do these cuts, tax cuts, across the board so wealthy filers and middle and lower class filers all feel relief?
Well, now that the governor has been reelected, we hope to work with the legislature to help working families and help all Wisconsinites. So I don't have a crystal ball to look into, but I'm hopeful that we can come to some good agreement with our friends across the aisle.
Let's go to Saul in Stevens Point. Saul, what would you like to bring up?
It's just something very specific. Devil's Lake State Park. This is the most visited state park in the country, over 2 million visitors a year. And a lot of the public facilities, not the park itself, but the public facilities are shabby. it needs a lot more funding. Thank you.
Sal, thank you. Secretary Blumenfeld, a very specific suggestion there for funding.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for that suggestion. And that's very important. One thing that we saw during the pandemic was an incredible increase in the use of our wonderful state parks and state resources and the great outdoors. And that did put a lot of stress on the infrastructure supporting them. So that is part of, I can't speak to that specific one, but I know that we're looking across the state to make sure that we're making improvements in our infrastructure supporting state parks. So thank you so much for using the state park, enjoying it, and we hope to upgrade our infrastructure as well. But it is wonderful to see so many people taking advantage of all the natural beauty that Wisconsin has to offer.
Let's go to Carol now in Milwaukee. Carol, what's your suggestion?
Good morning. Someone said they think that the real estate taxes could be brought down, which is good. But I think even more important is the rent, because right now the rents are going up by leaps and bounds. My own rent is going up 50%.
Wow.
And depends if you're in a gentrifying area sometimes. That's what I'm in. And the whole north side, I guess, might get gentrified of Milwaukee. So I think these people might have to all become homeless, et cetera, because the rents and the owners, the new owners of a lot of these buildings are not even from Milwaukee area. They don't even know who they are. They're from, like, groups of money that are put into Wall Street somehow. So we really have a big need here.
Carol, thank you. Secretary Blumenfeld, what about the issue around rising rent?
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And I'm sorry to hear that your rent is going up so much, but it is a big issue and a big focus and concern for us as well is affordable housing and making sure that we have opportunities. With our pandemic relief money, we were able to fund a number of affordable housing and partner public-private partnerships across the state. And our state agency, WEDA, also is very much focused on affordable housing. So I appreciate that input very much. It is a priority for our governor to make sure that we have, you know, affordable housing, childcare, transportation, and everything that people need to be successful. So thank you for that input, and we'll continue to develop plans around that.
Talking state budget priorities with Kathy Blumenfeld, Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Administration. Let's bring in Nate in Milwaukee. Nate, what's on your mind?
Hi, thank you for having me. I would say one of the things I appreciated about Governor Evers is he seems conscious of the fact that the state sometimes struggles to actually carry out the shared part of shared revenue with local governments, which have been having trouble with their budgets. And so I know he plans to try to help them, and I certainly support that. I think that he is wise to be very cautious about long-term changes to the tax code with temporary money. Something that we could do that might have a longer-term benefit is if we've got a particularly expensive piece of debt that the state has to pay off, and that would mean transfer the temporary money into a long-term benefit for the state. So I think that the governor is definitely eyeing or has good thoughts in mind, and I hope the secretary gets confirmed.
Nate, thank you for that. Nate, bringing up shared revenue, I mean, we see state government has record revenue balances and then municipalities and school districts struggling financially. Secretary Blumenfeld, how do you make that balance better?
Well, first of all, thank you, Nate, for that feedback. And absolutely, shared revenue, the governor has been talking so much about, is really important. And he's been trying to increase shared revenue because we know how dire the situation is in many of our local governments. So that will continue to be a focus. And I also just want to mention that during the low interest rate environment that we just came out of, at the direction of Governor Evers, we were able to refinance much of our debt and actually save Wisconsin taxpayers nearly $400 million through that refinancing. So again, back to Governor Evers' strong fiscal management. So we will definitely carry that message of shared revenue forward, and I really appreciate your input, Nate.
Only a few seconds left here, Secretary Blumenfeld. Remind us, what are the next steps in the budget process?
So the next steps, again, the governor is working right now to put together his executive budget that will get introduced. He'll have the state of the state at the in early February, and about a month later, we're still working on the dates. That budget will be introduced to the legislature, where it will go to the Joint Finance Committee and go through all the iterations where we're hopeful to, again, work with our friends across the aisle and come up with a budget by the end of by June 30th.
Kathy Blumenfeld, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Kathy Blumenfeld, Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Administration, on the State Capitol Report.